Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, family. I hope everyone is doing well. My name is Chris Thomas. I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes. This is the first show of the new year, January 23rd, 2016. I'm going back in time. Genealogy got me going back in time. Today's topic that I would like to discuss in detail a little bit, actually several topics, but the main topic in the limited time that we do have to discuss, I will be discussing my DNA results and how it relates to our current family and the ongoing family genealogical research that I'm doing. DNA has been a recent trend with genealogy. It has opened the doors for a lot of people that's doing genealogy, helping to break down some brick walls, helping particularly African Americans to connect the dots, to help us to get further back in time with our past. So DNA plays a very important role within the genealogy community. And as more people get tested, more brick walls is going to be torn down. As I mentioned before in the previous episode or paper post that I did on Facebook, I think I went in detail talking, discussing the pros and cons of genealogy, of DNA testing. And DNA testing does have some pros and some cons that's real and really that needs to be addressed before one actually, I think, commits to do a DNA testing. DNA does not lie. So DNA has the opportunity to open some can of worms. DNA has the potential to shed light on some discoveries that some family members may not particularly be ready to address. So in that vein, that is one reason why I do not push DNA testing among my family members. I try to be factual. I try to give them the information. And if one desire to take a DNA test, that's totally on them. But it's not something that I'm comfortable with pushing, and I'm not comfortable with going out and soliciting different family members to take DNA tests because of the potential, some of the negative things that can come from DNA testing. But this is my personal opinion. I think the positive from DNA tests certainly, in my perspective, outweighs the negative. I took my DNA test a little over a year ago now with Ancestry.com. That's the only testing site that I have tested with. I think I discussed previously that there are several other sites that you can take a DNA test with. 23andMe does genealogical testing. Family Tree DNA does genealogical DNA testing, and of course Ancestry. I think they are the three largest. A couple of more I did it also does DNA testing, Ancestry by far now has, I think, the largest database. At one time it was 23andMe, but I think Ancestry, don't quote me on it, but I think Ancestry has surpassed 23andMe as far as the database size. The database is an important aspect of DNA testing because that database allows your DNA to be compared with everyone else that has been tested. So actually, the larger the database, the more, the better opportunity you have to find matches with others that share DNA with you. As I mentioned, I had taken my DNA test probably a little over a year ago now with Ancestry. I also had my mother also tested with Ancestry. But today we're just going to be talking about my DNA results with Ancestry and how it plays with the overall genealogical research that I'm conducting on my Ancestry. And basically, this evening, I'm going to just basically be discussing there's some things in general and mainly on my maternal line. That's the DNA that I got from my mother. The first thing with Ancestry, why some people told it, why this is one reason why people test and so it's not from a genealogical, I guess, perspective, but a lot of Ancestry customers take the DNA test to learn their ethnicity. And Ancestry does do the ethnicity testing, and my ethnicity test results is as follows: 45% Cameroon, Congo, 19% Benin, Togo, 19% Ivory Coast, Ghana. It lists 7% other, and if I hit the C4 full result, it'll break that down even more. 11% Senegal. Then I have 1% trace regions out of Africa, and it's broken down as Africa South Central, hunter gatherers less than 1%, and Nigeria less than 1%. And of course, as many African Americans, I do have some European ancestry, 5% actually. And if I look at those regions are broken down as 2% Ireland, less than 1% Italy, Greece, and less than 1% Great Britain, and 1% Iberian Peninsula. So there you have my ethnicity breakdown via Ancestry. Now, what does that mean as it relates to my overall genealogical research and my overall genealogical research and the DNA test? How do they correlate? What kind of information have I gleaned from the DNA test? Well, first off, on my maternal line, DNA test helped to confirm some things. It helped to confirm that I was going down the right path concerning my ancestry and research. I have a couple of members on the Wheel Line that also have of ancestry, ancestry DNA, and that we match. So what that confirms, what that shows is that that my Williams family tree, the line Haywood Williams, Hattie Williams, that I do share DNA with other family members from that line. So it confirms some things. So therefore it lets me know that I'm going down the right path as far as research is concerned. It also let me know far as research, far as going back to Africa, what region that I share a majority of my DNA from, and what region that my forefathers may have came from, Cameroon. My overall African DNA is above the average. I actually have 95% African DNA, which is quite high, actually, speaking for an African-American. Our African-American DNA, of course, is through the institution of slavery, mainly, and it is mixed with a fair amount of European DNA. Even my DNA is 5% of it is European. So that also helped me confirm some things. It helped me to know when conducting my research or looking for different resources that definitely look at the European side and records that that I may share, that I do share some European DNA. In particular, 2% Ireland. So I know when tracing records is specifically if I can get back to a plantation or such to look at my European ancestors that may be on that plantation for not only my African American, my African ancestor records, but also the European records that may also exist. So that's one aspect of DNA testing. One of the major things, and one of the profound things that I see with ancestry DNA, the actual platform and the tool, you actually get to see the visual impact that the slavery had, and particularly the migration to the south of the of many slaves to the deep south, to the cotton plantations in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. So when I'm looking at my matches, I start seeing a lot of fourth cousin matches that's with their ancestral base in Mississippi and in Georgia and Alabama. So that is a visual cue of a potential force separation that I have DNA from two distinct fronts. I have DNA that's predominantly in the North Carolina region with fourth cousin high. I have fourth cousin matches, and I have DNA matches predominantly also that's in the deep south. So that is actually a troubling aspect, but DNA is helping many to bridge the gap or to attempt to bridge the gap and to once again try to unite those family ties that was broken during the course of slavery. Also, DNA testing has allowed me to confirm or to see that I have to search the West Indies and the Caribbean, that I have DNA fourth cousin matches, projected fourth cousin matches, fourth generation that has ties exclusively to the West Indies, Jamaica, Barbados. So that allows me to think that I had ancestors that had landed on, had been on those islands, or some of their family members during the slave trade, had been on those islands, and to search and see what kind of connection that may come about from that. So DNA plays a pivotal role in my research. I'm constantly checking to see if I have any new DNA matches. I'm constantly trying to make a connection, trying to make a link. One of the pressing DNA issues that currently ongoing and that I've documented and written about, I think, on the Facebook group, is the fact that I have a known gap, unknown DNA connection to some surnames that's predominantly in the southeastern coastal plain of North Carolina, Bladen, Columbus, and Brunswick counties. Some of the surnames that I'm getting share a great deal of DNA with is Spalding and Spalding Blanks, Fennell. So I'm still searching. I'm still trying to make that connection with that. And as more people test, and as I compare another surname that I share in that general area, and all of them seem to be linked, is Gore. So I'm trying to make that connection. I don't know if that's on my William side of the family or if it's on the Darden side. I have a hunch that it may be on the Darden side, but I cannot exclusively yet, and have not exclusively totally ruled out the Williams line as their unidentified genetic connection being on the Williams side. I'm leaning more towards the Darden side, but I'm still keeping the door open and still trying to match and trying to find a common ancestor. I do know that the match is on my maternal line. I know that my mother also has that unidentified match with some of the same individuals that we share DNA with. So I know that it's on my maternal line, and I will continue to try to make that connection, and hopefully that a breakthrough will come. But that's something that I work with quite a bit, trying to make that connection. Another aspect of DNA is that it brings you, it extends your family. It extends the scope of your family. Many fourth cousin matches that I've connected with through our ancestry. We have communicated. We continue to communicate. We continue to work to find our common ancestor. Some that I have found my common ancestor, as I mentioned earlier, is a couple of cousins. There's a couple of my Williams cousins that have tested with ancestry, and that we do have a confirmed and close match, thus solidifying my Williams DNA. Now, DNA also plays a role, as I mentioned before, in helping me to solidify and track down and to communicate with some of my Caucasian cousins. Some have been very receptive. Some have not been so receptive. But as I mentioned earlier, that's one aspect of that aspect of DNA does not lie. Now, the ethnicity estimate that Ancestry and other providers do can vary some. From one provider to another, but the actual DNA that you share with an individual, the actual common DNA, that's pretty much set in stone. That's pretty much is with a high degree of certainty. So that aspect of it, I'm fairly confident in. So that's just a little bit about the DNA testing and how DNA recently has played a role with regards to my research and aiding my research with the family. Now I'd just like to take a brief time to discuss upcoming plans, upcoming ideas for the coming year as it relates to my genealogical research, where we stand at right now. As I mentioned before, as many of you seen through the posts on the Williams side, where we stand as far as the family tree, going back several generations. In my case, I think going back to my fourth great grandmother, Zafoya Whitfield. Records indicate that she was born somewhere around 1833, and Zafoya's husband, Prince Whitfield, born somewhere right around, I think, 1812. So our records and research definitely goes back well into slavery. I'm working now, looking at the Whitfield records that's in Lenoir County. Looking at the Whitfield records that's in Jones County to see if I can actually place Prince Whitfield on a plantation, or get records that indicates the actual owner of Prince inside Zafoya during that time of bondage. I think those records, if they're out there, would be a great help, maybe even allow us the opportunity to go back another generation. So I'm continuously, matter of fact, today during this inclement weather. I was looking at some online record census records and stuff to see what Whitfield was in that general area of Fallen Creek, Lake Grange, of Prince Whitfield and Zifoya. Now I do not believe that Prince Whitfield was Fannie Jones' father. And another aspect of it that I want to try to do is to see what happened to these Zifoya and Prince Whitfield other children. I have not been able to locate many records of them past the 1880 census. Francis Whitfield, Violet Whitfield, Mary Whitfield, James Whitfield. I think I have located the records, I believe, of Henry Whitfield. I have not added them to the tree. I have not done anything because I haven't went through the genealogical process of the exhausted search. I'm not 100% certain that those it is the I would like to get other records and make sure to go through the genealogical process and make sure that it is the right Henry Whitfield that I believe that I have located. Richard Whitfield, Cora Whitfield, Marcellus Whitfield, I have located, have extensive records of him. I actually remember a conversation with my grandmother talking about him. So I do have his records. I have records of his kids that is attached to the tree. So it brings up another aspect, the actual Williams surname. As of right now, I think I saw something where Fannie Jones' husband, one of her spouses was a Williams, but I don't know where the actual Williams surnames for 100% certain when that came about. The latest surnames as I got connected to the Williams family is the Whitfield surname. And as I mentioned earlier, Prince and Zifoya was living in the Fallen Creek area of the North County in the 1880 census. Zifoya, their certificate indicates that she was born in Johnston County. So I'm going to continue my exhaustive research. I'm going to continue to work hard. And I'm going to continue to update this family on the research. Please be safe in this weather. Stay off the roads. Have a great evening, and I look forward to talking to each of you soon. Thank you, and good night.